Colville Confederated Tribes Fish and Wildlife spokeswoman Michelle Campobasso explains some of the goals of the project.
For the tribes, we want to reconnect salmon to their historic habitat. And all the releases that we're doing this year and next year, they're based on spawning, harvest, ceremonies, and research, what we have to do, our objectives.
One of the goals is to see if adult salmon who have not returned from the ocean to their home tributaries will try to spawn in the streams of the Upper Columbia system.
They're tagged, so we're going to watch the behavior of the fish up in the streams and the reservoirs up there. And then, you know, we want to keep doing this. So even though if they can get up there and spawn, they're going to provide nutrients to the streams, to the habitat up there that, you know, that area hasn't had since almost 80 years now, since the dams were built.
Earlier this summer, the tribes released adult salmon above Chief Joseph Dam, further downstream in the Columbia. Campobasso says that event was very emotional for many of the tribal elders that attended that release. The salmon release event will take place Friday at 10 a.m. at the Keller Boat Launch. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.